This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
Live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Call me Mr. Fibber. That's how I got my fame. But people just don't understand what makes a man.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Mr. Pitiful by Otis Redding. Born on this day in 1941, so he'd be 80 years old today.
There was a big soccer match last night. You seem like someone who would be, you're a man of the world. You seem like someone who would follow soccer, and yet I don't sense you do. Is that true?
I have no idea what it means to be, to seem like someone who would follow soccer. I mean,
erudite. A lot of the people in the United States who follow soccer are sort of erudite, intellectual, you know, people. Don't you think, Jeffrey? Like, isn't there a type? And wouldn't you have guessed that Chris Herrington fits the type?
I mean, it's kind of a hipster thing, but I don't necessarily think of Chris
as a
hipster. Yeah.
I didn't even know what soccer – I don't think I knew what soccer was until I was, like, 17 years old. I mean, I grew up in a small town in Arkansas. I grew up in a working-class household in a small town in Arkansas in the 1980s. Like, no one played soccer. Like, there was no, like, driving kids to the soccer game in your minivan. Like, soccer did not exist in the world I grew up in, like, at all.
Right.
And so I never even encountered soccer until I moved to Memphis, and there was, like, a soccer team at White Station High School. But, like, I don't know if I even knew what soccer was when I was growing up.
Well, I don't think that most people who follow soccer now avidly do because they grew up with soccer, necessarily. It's because...
Yeah.
FIFA or Premier League, or they've come to it later in life, I think. And
I mean, I when I've watched soccer, I've enjoyed it. I feel like I could be into soccer, but it's the kind of thing where it's like I'm too old for new stuff. It sort of goes along with lots of other sports stuff.
Right.
There's only so many hours in the day.
Yeah.
And I am not consumed by sports with every waking second. Like, I like movies and books and music and food and all kinds of stuff, right? And so it's just only so many hours in the day, so I don't have the time to get into soccer.
I agree completely. So you and I yesterday were on the receiving end of a tweet that said, and I don't have the exact quote here. It said, essentially, I hope y'all are going to, you and I hope between Chris Herrington and Jeff Calkins, you're going to ask the Grizzlies, there's a month to go here, what they plan to do about COVID this year, because it's here, it's real. And just saying, you know, you can have your money back or something doesn't help those people who are concerned about COVID or whatnot. What do you think the Grizzlies will do about COVID? And what do you think they should do about COVID as they think about the season to come?
Well, I think that tweet and the follow-ups were 100% correct. And that is something that, you know, I don't know. Somebody needs to write that, and I am interested in doing so, but I don't know whether I'm going to see, you know, let Drew write it if he wants to or not. But otherwise, that's something I will get into. The most recent interaction I've had with the Grizzlies, you know, I talked to someone there, not from a Grizzlies perspective, but from a FedEx Forum perspective, because I wrote a thing a couple of weeks ago after Goner Fest and Mifo Music Fest that announced that they were requiring vaccination, right? Proof of vaccination or negative COVID test. And so I called, you know, to inquire about FedEx Forum, along with other venues like the Orpheum and other places. And the sense I got at the time was that basically they're going to, you know, A, everything's subject to change, and B, they're going to follow like both CDC guidelines and local, you know, Shelby County health directives, right? And that those two things would govern. You know, when it comes to the Grizzlies specifically, I think you have to add what the NBA suggests as a third element to that decision making. I have not gotten the sense that the Grizzlies would electively, without pressure from one of those three areas, require proof of vaccination or negative COVID test. But my sense is that this is a moving target depending on the circumstances, you know, which you get closer. So that's why it's something I haven't gotten into yet, because I just feel like we're not close enough to the season for them to commit to anything, that I don't think they're going to commit to anything right now. I think they're probably waiting to see, like, you know, which way the wind's blowing.
Well, so the options, it seems to me, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, options for them. One would be to require proof of vaccination. And that seems to me to be, in a perfect world, what they should do. And because that way the people who go can feel some real comfort. It's an incredible relief to the people who go that to know that the people around them are vaccinated, and so therefore less likely to have it and spread it and everything else. No, it's not perfect. It's not 100%. We all know that at this point, but plus it might even push some more vaccinations. So I don't get the sense, like, there's all kinds of entities now in Memphis that are mandating vaccinations. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has, you know, recently said they're going to mandate vaccinations. Labanor, for all employees, I think, is going to mandate vaccinations. Like, we're seeing it more and more. I don't get the sense.
The Daily Memphian.
The Daily Memphian. Yeah, sent in my picture of my vaccination card.
I did, too.
And so the Daily Memphian, thank you for pointing that out, is requiring proof of vaccination. I don't get the sense that the Grizzlies in this city in which we live, where it is ridiculously so polarizing and where they have a pretty small fan base to draw from to begin with, are enthusiastic about alienating people, quote unquote, alienating people by having a vaccine mandate.
Let's back up. You're leaping from an apple to an orange here.
Okay.
I mean, the examples
right
you were giving were places.
Uh-huh.
The examples you were giving were places that are required for employment.
No question. Yeah.
And so to me, the issue is not that the cops are not that. The cops are, you know, the Orpheum and you know, I don't know, Playhouse on the Square and the High Tone Cafe. It's places.
And almost nobody's doing that. Almost nobody is doing that.
It's interesting because we had a little bubble. This is when you know, Jennifer wrote about it and I sort of followed up, where we had, I think, four bar restaurant places in Memphis, all pretty small, I think all in Midtown, or Midtown University of Memphis area. RP Tracks, Growlers, and Drew's Place, and another I can't remember. So you had four, like, smaller bar restaurants that are doing that, and then you had two one-off festivals, Mempho and Goner. But that was like a few weeks ago, and like things are basically as bad. I mean, I think we set a new record yesterday, right?
Yes, a new record.
But no one's followed. Those were canaries in the coal mine, and like, you know,
the canaries
other birds
died. The canaries died.
In.
Yeah, right.
So no one else has rushed in to join, but those six entities, I guess, that are all either small or limited, right? Like, no one else has followed up to do the same thing, which I'm a little surprised by.
The only place where it's happened is when the artist, you know, Jason Isbell is coming, right? And so if Jason Isbell says, I won't do it unless everybody's vaccinated at Graceland, then everyone has to be vaccinated. But it's not Graceland saying that. I just don't see them doing it for all these reasons.
I don't either. But to the point of the person who asked the question, it's a question that needs to be asked, and not just you and I asking each other. Like, the Grizzlies need to be asked
very clearly.
I have had these conversations with people there, sort of more on background, but I have not presented it to them in a, okay, on the record, please respond to this. And I think I will be happy to do that, or if someone else, you know. Right. Whether I'm the person to do it or not, I don't know. But I don't think the time has quite come for that yet, just because I think what they're going to say in part is, like, you know, that, you know, games are like more or a month away or whatever, and what's the situation going to be then? Right?
Well, let me ask you this, because I was driving along yesterday listening to Jeffrey and Giannotto, and I heard Jeffrey, because the NFL announced that there is basically no transmission in stadiums last year. Jeffrey's point, I believe Jeffrey, was that let's just get over this. There's no transmission when it's at sporting events. And if there was, and I don't know if you feel the same way about indoor, but if there was transmission.
I said outdoor. I specifically
only
said
outdoor.
Yes.
But we didn't see much. We did have fans in NBA basketball arenas, and there was not, maybe in San Francisco there was proof of vaccination, but in New York there was a section or a proof of vaccination, but nowhere else there was. I don't recall any data saying that there was any transmission because of it. Is it necessary?
Well, I mean, all of that, you know, data you would draw from is pre-Delta variant, which is more transmissible. And so it's kind of a separate thing. I do think indoor is different from outdoor. I think the Delta variant is different from what we were dealing with, you know, 6 months ago or whatever. As someone who was at FedEx Forum for games last year and media section that was spaced out and given the size of the building, I never felt uncomfortable. This was even before I was vaccinated. And, you know, with the masking and the distancing, I didn't feel like it was particularly problematic. But when you're, like, side by side, you know, shoulder to shoulder with people and people are cheering, and you're indoor and you're in a part of the country which has a high rate, like, I don't see how you can just ignore all that.
It's another version of just, can you believe we're here in terms of society generally? But it's, I think, in terms of the Grizzlies, we imagined that when we got to this Grizzlies regular season, we would be unmasked, sitting right next to each other, cheering crazily, and not worrying about it. And that is clearly not going to be the case. If they're not going to have proof of vaccination, do you imagine you're going to be back to masking, don't drink your beer at your seat, and sitting in pods? Like, is that another option, do you think?
I don't think it'll be like, you know, no rules apply, it's just like it was before. I think there, you know, it may be like, you know, recommended masking. Like, you know, I don't know what I think there will be some level of mitigation done, you know, to some degree. I don't know what it'll be, but I don't think it'll be nothing. And I will say, and I've said this before, like, by the way, like, I had to send the Grizzlies my vaccine card to go sit in a press conference room, you know, 15 feet from Zaire Williams. Like, they're not making money off me. Like, I'm not a paying customer. So they're more willing to ask things to me, maybe. And then maybe, you know, they're so protective of players. But I do think, wasn't there something that the league came out with? That they're going to, there's something about like proximity to players on the court among fans, whether that's going to be requiring vaccination to sit courtside or pushing seats back. I don't remember what.
Yeah, the
it was,
people who sit really close aren't going to be. Yeah, and there's something about kids aren't going to be allowed to sit that close because they can't be vaccinated. So I saw that, but I don't know the particulars of it. Well, something fascinating to think about. I feel bad for everybody, but of course I do feel bad on all kinds of levels for lots of people in the midst of this pandemic. I also feel frustrated. So. You have a piece up at the Daily Memphian today about two authors who are doing a Zoom event in Memphis. It's MIFA's Our City, Our Story series. It is Tuesday, September 24th. You can buy tickets.
No, it's next Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday. Tuesday, September 14th. I'm sorry, 14th, yes. Tuesday, September 14th, next Tuesday. The authors are who?
Elizabeth Gilbert and Kiese Layman. Elizabeth Gilbert, you know, a major literary star. She wrote Eat, Pray, Love, which, you know, sold like 15 million copies or whatever. Julia Roberts movie made out of it. So that was like a sensation of a book. Kiese Layman, you know, not as successful because who is really, but broke out pretty big a couple of years ago with a memoir. I never pronounced that word correctly. Sort of like
memoir, right, exactly.
Yeah. Called Heavy. Which got a lot of attention and is very highly regarded. And they are great mutual admirers of each other, but this will be the longest conversation they have ever had. And this is not like something they're doing. It's not a show they're taking on the road. It's just for Memphis. And so, you know, they're going to do this long conversation. The jumping off point is, you know, how do we come together as we come out of COVID? How can America be better, kind of thing? It's going to be basically a jump ball, and they're going to go after it and talk about it. And, you know, I got to spend, you know, 10, 15 minutes on the phone with each of them last week. And I have to say, sometimes you never know with that kind of stuff. You know, you're having to do a phone interview with some writer in some city. Who cares, right? But they were actually both really, really great to talk to. Like, I really enjoyed talking to both of them, and I didn't, you know, I didn't want to spoil too much. You know, I'm trying to preview this event, not spoil it, but I included a little bit of a sort of teaser stuff about where their heads are at related to these topics.
I found it interesting because I don't know which of them said, how coming back together or coming together implies we were ever together.
Right.
And it sort of dovetails with the discussion that is now happening about 9/11, where, I mean, Otis Sanford, "We Can Reclaim the Unity That Followed 9/11 is the column. I haven't read his column yet. Otis is really good, and so I will read it over at the Daily Memphian. But then I saw on Twitter someone saying, let's remember that after 9/11, all of our quote-unquote togetherness as we marched into a 20-year war that was pointless and killed a lot of people and did a lot of damage, wasn't necessarily a good thing. Like,
In Iraq with a year delay, which to me, I mean, all this stuff is obviously debatable, but to me, the invasion of Iraq is I think history looks even less kindly on that than the Afghanistan. So it was unity to what ultimate purpose, right? That's a reasonable question, unavoidable question really to ask.
And then it is interesting because, again, I forgot which one of them said it. I read the piece this morning. I do remember at the beginning of this pandemic thinking, isn't it remarkable to have something that we are all experiencing? And it was tremendous. She said, we aren't all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm. Is that the line?
Right. Yeah. And she was paraphrasing something else she had heard. So who knows who came up with this formulation, but Elizabeth Gilbert was basically passing along. And I think it is. And I agree with her. It's a great formulation. You know, we're not all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm. But some of us have big boats, some of us have no boats at all, and it is impacting. We're all being impacted by this thing. We're all in it, but we're not in it in the same way, and we're not being impacted in the same way. And so, yeah, I thought that was a good analogy.
Well, I don't know what the hell they're going to come up with as a resolution, but I'll be interested in it. Again, it's next Tuesday. I mean, I know you're not here to sell tickets, but I guess if you go to the Medford website.
I'm happy. Yeah. I think it's a great event.
Do you know how people get it?
Yeah, well, if you go to read my story, you can click a button, and there's a link to it. But or you can go to mifa.org. I'm sure you can find it there, too. But it's $25, and, you know, I think it'd be a fascinating conversation with these people. It's only happening for Memphis. And then, you know, regardless, your money's going to a good cause anyway.
Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
That's Chris Harrington. You can read his piece over at the Daily Memphian. Week one of the NFL is here tonight. You got the Bucks and the Cowboys, and then it's on. And one way to enjoy the NFL season is a little betting on FanDuel. And week one, all customers, that's new customers or existing customers, get a risk-free bet just in time for the first week of the season. You want to take the Bucks and lay the 7.5? Go ahead and do that. If you win, you'll get your money in as little as 24 hours. If you don't win, the money will be right back in your account to bet again. Kind of amazing. It is a risk-free bet. All you got to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. How you feeling, Jeffrey? You feeling confident? What's your level of bounce backness here?
It's going to depend on the questions.
It's going to depend on the questions.
Yes.
If you're given the right questions, you'll win.
Yeah.
Seems like a cop out to me.
Well,
if you're given the questions to which you know the answers.
Well, I will explain it this way in saying, since the start of football season, I have not had
the level of focus.
Well, not so much that I've been focused up on football because football is family. I'm focused on my family, so therefore
right, exactly.
I've been
so
therefore
less been focused on
what is actually happening in the world.
I see.
Yes.
All right. Well, we need a contestant. The phone number is 535-3776. We'll take caller number 4. 535-3776. If you want a best Jeffrey, a
beautiful Watt, tribute to Dak,
and win 2 free passes to a Malco movie theater. Thanks to the folks from Malco for making this possible. 535-3776 is the phone number. Caller number 4. You can best Jeffrey Wright and go to a movie to celebrate. We'll do that when we return. It's Jeff Gawkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
To the bright side of the road. If your lover wants to be on the bright side of the road.
Well, the NFL season here, that means you got to get your sleep. Got to get your sleep. You got to be at your best as you're watching NFL games, particularly if you're investing in NFL games. And for me, sleep number bed. I've had it now probably a month and a half or so. I just love going to bed now. Just love going to bed, getting into that bed. Got it dialed into a perfect 50. Thing about a sleep number bed is that you don't have to be, it's kind of right. It can be absolutely right. And then for your partner, it can also be absolutely 100% right. If you sleep better, you're in a better mood, you're more productive, you're healthier. Literally, sleep the key to the whole deal. Sleep Number is, of course, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. That's convenient because proven quality sleep is game-changing sleep. And now during the final days, the biggest sale of the year, all beds on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special financing. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnr.com for details. Joined now by Kevin Cerrito. He is the master of fun and games here in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, what is happening in the world of fun and games?
A lot's happening. We're playing all over town, trying to play safe, of course. Many of our locations have outdoor seating. Like tonight, we've got Disney Music Bingo at Grind City Brewing. You can play inside if you want. Or it's going to be a beautiful night, actually, to watch the sunset with the view of the bridge and the pyramid. It's Disney Music Bingo, though, tonight, so it's themed to Disney. If you like Disney, which, of course, there's a big crossover, I know, between sports and Disney. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be back at Graceland playing Disney trivia out there as part of their exhibit that they have, a Disney exhibit out at the Exhibition Center at Graceland. But Music Bingo is tonight. It is free if you're into American Crime Story right now. It started this week. You really want to dive into the 90s. We've got 90s pop culture trivia next Wednesday night as well. You can view everything on our website, CerritoEntertainment.com.
CerritoEntertainment.com. Our contestant is Richie in Bartlett. Richie, welcome to the show. What's your level of confidence this morning?
I don't know. Depends on what the questions are.
Oh, God. You're going to same.
It's a great callback.
Cop out, exactly, as Jeffrey. Well, I'm going to turn the proceedings over to Kevin Cerrito.
All right, this is Righter Than Right trivia. Richie, your goal is to get more right than Jeffrey Wright. If so, you'll be the winner. And today's prize is a pair of Malco movie passes. You can go to any of Malco location, and they're in six different states, of course, based right out of here in Memphis. And you do have one steal that you can use. So if Jeffrey misses a question, you can steal and get an extra point. Jeffrey can do the same. You can do it all the way through to the end, but it's always just worth 1 point. Today's category, we are revisiting one of my favorite categories, because every week during our general knowledge trivia, which we play on Tuesdays, and now we're going to be adding some Wednesday games as well for general knowledge for those who want to play Wednesday night. So be on the lookout for that. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you'll be able to play general knowledge trivia. But Tuesdays, we're at TJ Mulligan's there on Madison. Connor from the Giannotto and Jeffrey show hosting that one this month. But we always have a current event round, so questions about things going on in the world. So this is a COVID-free current event round here tonight. See if you know more about what's going on around you than Jeffrey does, because Jeffrey's all into football. All he knows is conference realignment and spreads. So let's see, Richie, if you know more than that. So your first two choices, you'll pick the category. The category you do not pick will go to Jeffrey. So we have sports or historic pictures, historic picks. The kids would say.
Well, I think I'm going sports, since that's what Jeffrey does for a living.
Yeah, that's good. Just take the question away from him. That's a good strategy. I like this already. So Miguel Cabrera has become the 28th baseball player to join the 500 home run club recently. What team does he play for?
I'm going Angels.
That is incorrect. Now, this does leave the steal out there for Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm going to steal. God, I hope this is right. Tigers still?
He still plays for the Detroit Tigers. That is right.
You know, this was the problem. What Richie tried to do, he was trying to outsmart Jeffrey rather than play his own strengths.
No, I think he made the right. He played the game right.
He did? You think so?
Yes.
But this way, he's giving you one, and now it's your turn. You got to focus on your own strengths. Every coach knows that, you know?
Well, so. I mean, a baseball player got a baseball question, so.
Exactly. All right, over to Jeffrey. 1-0.
I think that strategy is great. Take Jeffrey's.
I'm critical of the strategy, but then again, I'm in the peanut gallery. You know, what you do up here is you come on down and ban at the wounded.
Spoken like a true columnist.
Exactly right. Go ahead.
All right. Well, that concludes today's baseball talk here on 92.9 ESPN. All right. On to historic picks. Historic picks is your question, Jeffrey. Major General Chris Donahue, the commanding general of the 82nd Airborne, will be remembered with a greenish night vision photo released recently. That photo showed the general making history by doing what?
Following the first cruise missiles into Iraq.
That is incorrect. Of course, it is current events today, and that was the greenish photo last week.
Does Richie want to steal?
Richie, do you want to steal?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Richie is not stealing.
Yeah, okay.
He was not into historic pictures. Thank you all very much. Team effort here. He was the last U.S. soldier to depart Afghanistan, so there was that greenish night vision photo when he left Afghanistan here in the past couple of weeks. Next two categories, Richie, chance to get on the board, 1-0. Music or fashion? Music or fashion? Of course, this is current events.
I'm going music.
Going music. What celebrity used her very first TikTok to promote the pre-sale of the vinyl edition of her re-recorded version of the album Red? Celebrity used her very first TikTok to promote the pre-sale of the vinyl edition of her re-recorded version of the album Red.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is correct.
Damn, out of the blue, Richie. Guess. Very nice. Very nice, Richie. That's impressive.
Total guess.
We got that sense.
All right, Jeffrey, you got fashion now.
Hooray.
We all know I should have fashion.
Yes.
Let me tell you about O'Call. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Who recently became the first black woman to wear the 128-carat Tiffany diamond?
Beyonce.
Beyonce is correct.
You're killing the fashion.
Okay, so we're good. We both guessed. And
exactly
we both were
right.
Even.
Yeah, it's 2-1, though. Jeffrey still has a lead. 2 points, 2-1.
All right, next two categories. That was perfect time. I mean, where would you go to get a diamond in this town? I don't know.
Robert
Irwin Jewelers. Come on, man.
Oh, that's right. That's
bigger,
a great
bigger, brighter
place.
Diamonds. Come on. Yeah.
All right, space. You're either going to go to space here, Richie, or we've got news from around our 50 states, which is always my favorite section in the USA Today.
I'm going to go news from around the 50.
All right, news from around the 50. A water shortage recently was declared in the country's largest reservoir. What is the name of this body of water formed by the Hoover Dam?
Body Lake of Mead water Reservoir.
What was that?
Lake Mead Reservoir.
Lake Mead is correct. Lake
Mead
is correct.
Ties it up. Ties it up. Very good. Didn't even sound like a guess. It is 2-2.
I knew the water, but I wasn't sure if it was correct.
By the way, the question of where would you go to get a diamond in this town, it's literally where did he go to get a diamond in this town? Jeffrey, of course, went to Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Right about this time 2 years ago.
Yeah, there you go. All right, the score is tied 2-2.
So let's head to space. This is a place that Charles would go. In a recent report, NASA watchdog agency says the space agency won't be able to put American astronauts back on the moon by its 2024 goal because what won't be ready by then? Question, of course, for Jeffrey. The steel is still out there. So NASA says they will not be able to reach the goal to get back on the moon by 2024 because what won't be ready by then?
The rocket.
That is incorrect. Any space knowledge?
Richie, you're
gonna let it go.
The dry cleaner.
I'm not gonna try.
You're right. You can still use it. You got two more questions to use your steal. The answer was spacesuits. So the spacesuits are not gonna be ready in time.
That feels like an
issue. I don't know how long it takes to make a spacesuit.
A long time.
Yeah, I mean 2024 is 2021. TV and movies are your final two categories before we get to the final round, which I'll share the same category for the last question. So regulation, TV or movies, of course, if you win today, you get a pair of movie passes to Malco. Where are you going to go, TV or movies?
I'm going TV.
TV. So this question's got somewhat of a local twist here. What HDTV fixer-upper cut off his long and unpopular pandemic hair recently after viewers donated more than $300,000 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital?
That would be Chip Gaines.
That is Chip Gaines. That is correct.
I believe he's surging into the lead, Jeffrey.
3-2, and I got a question.
3-2, yeah. Chip Gaines. Yeah, he did cut
three
off
to
all
two, still, yep. Still able to steal.
At St. Jude.
Yes, and we're down to movies for Jeffrey here. The late Aretha Franklin handpicked what Oscar-winning singer that is currently playing her in the movie Biopic about her life at the playing at your neighborhood Malco.
So, is it the? Do you need the movie or the actress?
I need the actress.
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson is correct.
Good job.
We have a tie going into extra innings here. Tie score. What's the category, Kevin?
The final category here is new products. New products.
All right. Let me just see how many each wants to wager. Are we at 3-3? Is that what it is? 3-3? 3-3. Okay. I see how many Jeffrey is wagering. Richie, how many are you wagering?
Oh. You know what? Let's go all of it.
All three. All right. You get to, I guess.
Well, he has to, I'm wagering two, but he has to pick question one or question two.
Yeah. Who should go first, Jeffrey? What do you think here?
Let's let him go first.
Okay. You want question one? Who's picking? You want question one or question two, Richie?
Let's go one.
All right. All three. Here he goes.
Question number one, new products. What brand has created a scratch and sniff fabric spray that stores scents in fabric?
Bounce.
What was that?
Bounce.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. There's a brand new scratch and sniff fabric spray that stores scents in fabric by Febreze. I'm not sure exactly how this works, but Febreze is the company we were looking for. It sounds very much like a Febreze.
Well, Richie, I hate to say this, but Jeffrey only bet two. This means Jeffrey has won, and you, sadly, have lost. But we're going to see if Jeffrey can add to the margin of victory just to humiliate you. Jeffrey, go ahead. Let's just try this. Hang on, Richie. We want to see what your level of ignominy is.
Yeah, let's see here. Let's see. Maybe Richie would have known this one. The path not taken.
Well, I mean, technically, he could steal. And be,
he can.
Does
that's
he
right.
Have a steal? He could still, oh, yeah, he could still
the
steal.
Tie the game. Is that possible?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The tie.
He could two. Yeah. That's.
There we go. For the tie. We're just talking about soccer earlier. Chris Harrington would love this game, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Or at least Chris Harrington would look like he would like this game. Because yes. Oh, never mind. I'm just kidding.
That's what we thought.
This is like when Jeff said, I'm a hunter and a fisherman because I went to MUS when I've never done either.
Jeffrey is a big outdoorsman. Yes. He likes to get down in that duck blind and blast those ducks out of the sky. And Chris likes the beautiful game.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes.
What soft drink brand is partnering with Sam Adams to make an alcoholic sugar-free canned beverage with flavors including black cherry? Jeffrey?
I'm going Pepsi.
Will he be drinking this at his tailgate? The Pepsi is incorrect. For the steal, Rich, you got to use it. Your chance to tie.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go Coke because that's kind of the obvious. I'm going Snapple.
I'm sorry.
Snapple is incorrect.
So freaking obscure, Richie. What is it?
It's Mountain Dew.
Which is a Pepsi brand.
Pepsi Co.
He was looking for the answer he was looking for was Mountain Dew.
Anyway, that was the parent company.
That was a rollicking game. In the end, ended up much like a soccer match, 1-0. And Jeffrey
wildly
wins.
Anticlimactic.
Richie, thanks very much for playing. We appreciate your good sport and try again another time.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks very much. Kevin, where are you again tonight?
Tonight we're at Grind City Brewing Company. If you want to try Memphis's newest seltzers, the Grind City just came out with a series of seltzers on 901 Day, and they'll have those up at the tap room tonight, of course, along with their beer, including the official beer of the Memphis Tigers, the Tiger Tail, also tonight. So it's a music bingo every Thursday night at 7.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny, Jeffrey, because you brought up, you crushed the fashion question.
Yes, of course.
And I have another fashion question for you. Which is older, Oak Hall or the light bulb?
Jeff, what is Oak Hall?
What is Oak Hall is, in fact, been around longer than the light bulb. And the way that happens is through extraordinary clothing and extraordinary service. That's how you last through the Civil War, for God's sakes, right? You know, the Depression.
Yes.
World War One. World War II,
the Industrial Revolution.
The Industrial Revolution. Like, it's ridiculous. And the reason they do it is because they're fabulous. They have been fabulous. They continue to be fabulous. And as Jeffrey knows, being as plugged into fashion as he is, today and tomorrow, the Xenia event at Oak Hall. So you got your beautiful stuff you can walk on in there and get your Peter Millar, your Johnny O, all of that. You can get a beautifully tailored suit, whatnot. Special event this week. It's the Xenia event at Oak Hall. Go in and see our friends at Oak Hall. When we come back, the one story you've been waiting for, it's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Football season is here. So what I would suggest is going, make it today. Today, go to Slam Dunk Wings. That's Coach Hurd's place, right across from the Lori Walton Center. 951 Getwell. The wings are unbelievable, honestly. And I say that as a man who I consider myself an expert on wings, coming from the home of the Buffalo Wing. But like today, you could get one of the Hurd specials, like the 5 catfish strips, 3 whole wings, fries, and a drink. Do that. And what I would suggest is you, like, test drive it today. Go get your delicious lunch today. And then order yourself, like, here, 100 wings. You can order 100 wings. Would you order whole wings or party wings, Jeffrey?
I go whole wings.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I go party wings. Does that make me a wimp?
Aren't you you're the expert.
Yeah. Anyway, you can get 200 party wings. My God, do that. Or 50 or 20 or 14 or 100 or whatever else, and load up for football season. Like, maybe you're going to Arkansas State this weekend. Maybe you got we got Dion. We got Coach Prime coming to town this weekend.
Southern Heritage Classic.
Heritage Classic. Go ahead and load up with your wings from Slam Dunk Wings of Memphis. You can call ahead, 347-2288. It's 347-2288. The Wing Wars are not over. There's a new contender, and I'm here to tell you, absolutely fabulous. Go visit them. All right, let's get to the one story I'm waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. At long last, it's Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Presented by Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Check out HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. A bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives 4 tires at a time.
Well, Daryl Smith is stepping down as executive director of the Memphis Golf Tournament. He's a good dude, and he's done a fabulous job. Stepped in after Phil Cannon died, which is a tragic event there. But, like, through a pandemic, like, what he did through a pandemic and to continue to build the event into what it is today, obviously with the considerable help of FedEx, and Daryl Smith would tell you that, but it is not easy to throw that event. It is particularly not easy to throw that event during the pandemic, and to build it into right now, it is better than it has ever been and draws the best players in the world. And to a person, and I don't know, Bryson DeChambeau loved it this year, but like they love it.
It's always a blast to go, especially like in the end, the tournament to the city of Memphis is your experience, and everyone I saw this year had a great experience.
Yeah, and so
myself included.
If you know Daryl Smith, or if you see him on Twitter or whatever else, thank him because he's done a magnificent job out there. He says he's leaving to pursue other opportunities. The tour is picked someone to replace him, who we will get to know in time, I am certain. But I mostly just wanted to thank Daryl Smith for his work, which was considerable. Also, it is funny what we care about, isn't it? Like, we care so much about some sports and not others. Meanwhile, the women's soccer team, I don't know if you know this. This has really been my soccer show because that's what
I'm learning how much you
that's
care
what
about
I live
soccer.
For. Right, exactly. We open with soccer. We're closing with soccer.
Obviously.
On
the bookends.
On the bookends on it. They play Iowa State tonight, undefeated, 5-0-1. They've given up only two goals all season. This according to an email from Robert Winfield that I'm getting. I don't know this information off the top of my head. Wins over, ready? Alabama, Kansas, Indiana. They tied number 23 Ole Miss. It is the fourth straight season the Tigers have cracked the top 25.
Oh, I thought you said the women's. I thought you were talking the women's national team. I was very confused. I was like, Memphis, why is the women's national team playing the Iowa
State? The average margin of victory. No, this is the Memphis Tigers. Da 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 da. Goals for, average margin of victory, 3. Goals against, 0.33. So there you go. And they're on ESPN Plus tonight.
All right.
Now, mind you, I'll be watching the football game, like the other football game. Do you have a pick, finally? Have you settled on this? We last, it's the Bucks versus the Cowboys. I'm going to discover tonight who I'm rooting for. It's one of those where I'll sit down. Obviously, it's not an AFC game, so I don't have any particular rooting interest from that perspective. But, like, I kind of like that. I think the thing is, I kind of like Tom Brady since he's a Buck. I don't hate him.
I'm just going to do the smart thing. I'm taking...
You're going to go ahead and lay the 7.5.
I think it's now... The problem is it's up to 8.5.
Ooh.
I'm going to lay the 8.5 because in the end...
How do you see it going? Do you think it's going to be a one side? By halftime, will we know who's going to win the game?
I don't know if that's necessarily true. What I think... What I'm more worried about is... Is this going to be a situation where... we think this game's going to be fun and high-flying, and then we find out, like, both defensive lines are getting after, you know, both teams are getting a lot of pressure, and it turns out to be kind of a Thursday night slop fest. But it's game one.
Well, you can absolutely see the Bucks land it on the
deck. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Especially Zach Martin's not playing. I mean, there's lots of concerns.
All right, yeah. And who knows? We'll see how healthy Dak is, right?
Yeah,
he may not be healthy coming out.
And he didn't play a ton in the preseason, like at all. But I mean, like he didn't.
They got weapons, though, man. They got weapons.
They have weapons, but I mean, Jeff, how do you feel about their timing? I don't have any feel. Quarterback receiver timing.
No, like we saw last week. I mean, last year they didn't even have a preseason. They had nothing, and he was putting up, you know, massive numbers.
Yeah, but defenses weren't prepared. Yeah.
Do you have Super Bowl picks? Do you do that? Do you like? I asked Steve White this. Who you have in the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship game, and the Super Bowl? I mean, it's obvious. You just go. Don't you just go chalk? I might go. I never pick the Bills. I'll go Kansas City and. Oh, that's fine. I'll go Titans. Kansas City and Titans, and.
In your AFC title game.
In my AFC title game, my NFC title game.
I'll do a rematch. I'll do Bills. Chiefs.
NFC title game, I'll do Bucks, Rams.
I'll do Packers, Niners. And then I'll say my Super Bowl is Packers and Chiefs.
And then I'll go Rams, Chiefs.
Okay, and then I'll pick the Chiefs.
Look, yeah, like Steve said he didn't want to put the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl because it's the, you know, they've been,
it's very difficult.
But there's no reason to think they'll drop off, and like they didn't win last year, so none of this complacency.
They're hungry. Oh yeah, and Andy Reid's always hungry.
And they haven't been to Slam Dunk Wings lately, so their hunger has not been abated.
Correct.
What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Brian Scalabrine joins them at 11:25. Todd Day, former Arkansas standout, will join them at 12:30. Jeff joins them at 1:25. Jason will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey during the second hour. Jeff joins GP at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow. Enjoy the game tonight. We got to get out of here. Work is done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.